going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Doug Reed. You can follow me at, or find me at Doug_Reed34. That's R-E-I-D 34 on Twitter. Happy to hear any comments, thoughts, feedback on the show or ideas for future shows. Please hit me up, send me a DM, and love to hear from everybody. Also, if you are not already following our Twitter feeds we have here at Sports Ethos, I highly recommend following us at Ethos Wagering. That's E-T-H-O-S Wagering on Twitter. You get our free play of the day there. You'll get comments from our handicappers, various games inputs throughout the day. And the other one, if you're a fantasy basketball fan, one of the best news and information sources out there is our Twitter handle. It's Ethos Fantasy BK for basketball. It's the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed you will find. Get all the NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides more analysis too. Again, that's Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. So, gonna jump right into the boards tonight. We've got 7 games in the NBA, 28, I think, in college basketball. I think there's 11 in the NHL. None that I really find all that attractive because of the crazy lines, but we'll touch on a bit of everything today. So, jumping right into the NBA, we have 7 games. Night starts off in Detroit, where the Pistons are hoping to welcome back Jeremiah Grant and Kelly Olynyk. So that should improve their fortunes. They've been hot and cold all year long, playing a little better lately. But they're hosting the Pelicans. So New Orleans is in town. New Orleans is on the second night of back-to-back road games. They lost to Cleveland 93-90 last night. I think they were 4.5-point dogs. So they covered that spread and went well under the total of 223.5. Anyways, New Orleans is at Detroit tonight. Detroit favored by 1.5. And total 216.5. I'm actually on Detroit here, -1.5. The key in this game, I'm going to be on Detroit regardless. But if you are betting this game, watch to see if Ingram's in the game for New Orleans. Him and Hart are questionable. If Brandon Ingram's in the game, this should be a tighter game. My model's actually got the Pistons favored by about 4. That's even with Ingram probably playing. So that line might get a little tighter, but right now Detroit's favored by 1.5. Ingram and Hart are questionable for the Pistons. Grant and Olynyk are expected back, so I think that has to give them a boost. Even if they're on limited minutes, Grant hasn't played, I don't think, all year, and Olynyk's been out for a few months, a couple months at least. So they'll probably be on a limit restriction, but with Cade Cunningham rolling the way he's playing, I don't think it adds to the Pistons, and maybe it spurs them to get a bit of a run here as we pass through the midpoint. So on the Pistons, -1.5 at home against the Pels. The next game is in Milwaukee, the defending champs. host the Washington Wizards. Milwaukee's favored by 11, total 229. I've got Milwaukee about an 8-point favorite. So if anything, I would lean to Washington. Bradley Beal is out for Washington. That's why I'm probably off this game. I might pull a trade later on Washington, but I think with Beal out, it comes into question. I just have a hard time laying 11 points for the Bucks. They are so, I mean, they're still a dominant team, but they look like they're kind of coasting through the regular season to me. So I may not be up to putting in the effort to really blow a team out. 11 points, even at home, is a large spread. A big number to lay in the NBA. The next game is Miami Heat travel to Toronto. This is a rematch of Saturday's triple overtime thriller in which the Raptors pulled out the win. Both teams had Sunday off, and then both teams played last night. So this is a back-to-back for both. Miami was at home, they're now on the road. Toronto was on the road, they're back home tonight. The line has flip-flopped a fair bit. Currently, it's Raptors minus 1.5, total 210.5. I've got the Raptors as slight favorites in this game, so I'm not going to touch it. And the total I've got 210 as the total, so 210.5, I'm not going to touch that either. Now, Lowry is out for Miami. The last I checked, Butler didn't play last night, but for Miami, he's not on the injury report last I checked, so there's a good chance he's back in, and I think that's probably what's keeping this line as close as it was. I think they opened the Raptors up by about 2.5 points, so Butler's in. He's probably going to be the difference, and that line might even get tighter to even. So Raptors minus 1.5 hosting the Heat, total 210.5. I'm not going to be touching either of those lines, too tight for me. The next game of the night sees Orlando travel to Chicago. Chicago's favored by 8.5 points, total 223. My number's right on 8, so a little too tight for me. Now, if I had to side one way or the other, I might side with Orlando because Lonzo Ball is still out and Caruso is out. I've just had a tough time handicapping Orlando this year, so probably not going to touch that game at all. Next game of the night, I am on. Denver travels to Minnesota. Minnesota's 4-point favorite, totals 229. I've got the T-Wolves as a little over 6-point favorite. Now, the news here is that Jokic is out, so this spread has moved. I think it opened Minnesota minus 1. It's jumped at least 3 points. By game time, it might even be closer to 5. I would play this game probably up to 5 without Jokic in Denver. Minnesota is fully healthy. They've been playing well. They're at home. Denver's in the middle of a road trip, a long road trip, actually. So I'm on the T-Wolves, minus 4, total 229. Not going to touch that with Jokic out. I'd probably lean to the under, but still knock me on that one. Now, the next game, and this spread's been all over the place. Golden State travels to San Antonio to play the Spurs. This is a back-to-back for the Warriors, both games on the road. This game opened last night, and even early this morning, you could have probably caught this, as the Warriors minus 3 with a total 227, and now stands at San Antonio minus 4, so a 7-point spread, 219.5 the total. So totals come down 7.5 points. Spurs are healthy, and Golden State is not. So right now, basically, at least they're starting 4, if not 5, are out. Curry's out. Klay Thompson's resting. Draymond's injured. Wiggins is out tonight. Iguodala's out. And Otto Porter Jr. is out. So Golden State's done this a few times this year. They've basically almost thrown a game and just say, you know, we're just going to play our G League guys. I'm on the Spurs. I wasn't originally. Even at Golden State minus 3, I wasn't on this game. The Spurs are a funny team to me, hard to handicap. They're at home, so they're going to be playing a little better. But with all those guys out, I'm actually on the Spurs at minus 4. So Spurs minus 4 against Golden State. And the last game of the night should be a really good game, I think, as long as everybody is playing who's supposed to play. Brooklyn travels to Phoenix. Phoenix is a 6-point favorite, total 229.5. My model's 5.8 for Phoenix, so I'm not going to touch this. Total is about 220, so I'm well under the total, but you never know when these two teams play. So the Suns are 6-point favorite, 229.5 total. Now, for Brooklyn, Kevin Durant's out, obviously, because he's injured. Aldridge has been ruled out. Harden is probable, and it's a road game, so Kyrie Irving's playing. So if you have Harden and Irving playing, I think they have the ability to keep this game close, certainly within the 6 or around the 6. On the flip side, Phoenix has Ayton and Crowder listed as probable. Now, neither of those guys have played for the past week to 10 days. If Ayton is out and Harden and Irving are in, I might actually lean towards taking Brooklyn, catching the 6 points. But if everybody is playing, so Harden's playing, and Irving, yes, he's already playing. But if Harden's in, Ayton's in, and Crowder's in, this game is definitely a fade. I like Phoenix. I like them to win. But with Kyrie and James Harden on the floor, you never know. And I don't really want to lay 6 points. So I'm on 3 games tonight. I'm on Detroit minus 1.5 at home against New Orleans. Minnesota minus 4 at home against Denver. And San Antonio minus 4 against the beat-up Golden State Warriors. So some interesting games, 7 in total, a few that I think would be quite interesting to watch. Moving on to the NBA. Not a huge slate for a Tuesday night, 26 games, but some really good, I think some great, interesting games. I start off at 6 p.m. Boston College is in at Virginia. Virginia is minus 9, 118.5 the total. I think Virginia wins this, but I can never lay 9 points with Virginia. Even if they're playing a team that they should beat easily, they just still play slow. They're not as strong defensively, but they're not as strong. That's the thing. They're not as strong as they used to be defensively. So a few years ago, you might feel more comfortable laying this. And you see that by the 118.5 total. They still play slow. They still play well on the defensive end, but they're not as strong as they used to be. So I can see Boston. If I had to pick, I'd pick Boston College here to cover. I would give them maybe a 5 or 6 point spread, not a full 9. Creighton travels to UConn. UConn's been playing well. Creighton's been a bit of an enigma. UConn's a 10.5 point favorite. 135 is a total. I have a hard time laying 10.5 in the Big East. Even with Creighton struggling, I think they got a big win last week. And Connecticut playing well. I'm not on this game, but if I had to lean one way, I'd be with the Blue Jays. They're much better at home in Omaha, but I think laying 10.5 against the UConn team, who's probably thinking this game's a layup, no pun intended. But I wouldn't be on UConn. I'd definitely be on Creighton. Scrolling down, Davidson is at St. Bonaventure. Now, this is the first game I'm on, this A-10 battle. Davidson comes in number 1 in the A-10, and the Bonnies are number 4. And what I've said is the underachieving Bonnies. I don't really... Well, the 3 points favorites because they're at home. So basically what the market's saying is in a neutral site, this is probably a coin flip game. So I'm on Davidson plus 3, and I'm on the over of 136.5. And here's why. So when it comes to 3-point shooting, Davidson is the 4th best team in the country at 40.7%. It's roughly 35% of their shots are 3-point shots, which is the 80th in the country, so well above the average. There's 358 colleges in the country. Excuse me. They are the 80th. They're number 80 when it comes to number 3-point shots that they make in a game. Now, why that's interesting is because the Bonnies do not defend the 3-ball well. They give up 35.2% of 3-balls. That's number 263 in the country. So Davidson is the 4th best shooting 3-point team in the country. They shoot at the 80th most in the country out of 358 teams. And the Bonnies defend at the 263rd worst in the country. So a lot of 3-balls should be put up. A lot of points should be put up. The flip side of that, the Bonnies are not the greatest 3-point shooting team. They only hit 32%, which is 251st in the country.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano. Or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
And Davidson's decent defending against it. Bonnies tend to shoot a lot more two-point shots, so not really something I'm worried about on that end, but I think the fact that Davidson likes to shoot, is good at it from the three, from beyond the arc, and the Bonnies don't defend it, leads to more points and could lead to the cover. Also, when it comes to free throw percentage, both these teams are very good at free throws. So right now, Davidson is number 15 in the country at 78.1%. And St. Bonaventure is number 21 in the country at 77.6%. So if this game is close, which I think it will be in the end, there'll be late game fouls, the clock will stop, there's a few extra points on the board. I'm over the 136.5 total. When it comes to points, both these teams have been scoring a fair bit. Davidson's averaging just under 77 points a game, giving up just under 67. The Bonnies are averaging 70.6 points per game and giving up just under 68 points per game. So the team that used to pride itself on slow, controlled defensive basketball, St. Bonaventure, is not really is playing slow and controlled, but they're not holding other defenses down like they did last year, and they're scoring a few more points as well. Now the fact of the matter is with the Bonnies, and I've said this before, if you listen to the show, they basically play five guys. I think they go to one or two guys in their bench. It's unbelievable. This late in the season, you know, you're in the heart of the A-10. They were, imagine thinking they have a good chance to win the A-10. Imagine they still think they have a chance to win the tournament. But they were in the March Madness last year after winning the A-10, and they just don't play a deep enough bench. You can't play five guys and sprinkle in one or two others. If you want to go for a run at this stage in the A-10. So they've been struggling lately. I've been off them. That's why I'm on Davidson here, and that's why I'm on the over. When it comes to overs, Davidson's been pretty good. They're 12-7 to the over, 6 of their last 9. And surprisingly, the Bonnies, 8 of their last 12 games have gone over, and 6 of their last 9 as well. So they started as an under team, and they flipped that out and see here. 8 of their last 12 games have gone to the over. So again, I'm on Davidson plus 3. And the total 136.5, I'm on the over of that. Also at 7 p.m., you have Kansas going to Iowa State. I think this would be a great game. Iowa State's currently at home, 1.5-point underdog, total 135.5. If I had to lean here, it's hard to win in Iowa State. Now, Kansas hasn't been playing great lately. They've been playing very well lately, but as far as what they expect or what people are expecting from Kansas, they've been struggling lately at a weekend game against Kentucky where they struggled in. So they are, as I said, favorites on the road, but it's never easy going into Iowa State. If I had to pick a side here, I'd probably be an Iowa State. If this were closer to 2.5 or 3, I'd definitely be an Iowa State, but catching 1.5 at home, still a little too tight for me because I do think Kansas could win this game. Then we travel to Big Ten country, also at 7 o'clock. Michigan State goes into Maryland. Michigan State is 4-point favorite at Maryland, total 137.5. Not on this game, but if I had to pick, I'd probably take Sparty. Maryland has played a little better recently, and Michigan State has been kind of hot and cold, but seemed to be rounding into form a little better. Had a good game against Illinois last week. They lost, but they covered. I think it was about a 6 or 7 point spread, and they ended up losing by a couple, so they covered. And this is kind of time of the year where Tom Izzo's team usually gets rolling as they head into March Madness. So problem is, it's a Big Ten game and it's on the road. Maryland's no rollover at home, although they're probably not going to be making the tournament this year unless they go for a big run in the Big Ten tournament. But I would take Sparty -4, but it's still a little too tight for me. Then we can move to Rutgers, also a 7 p.m. game. Rutgers at Northwestern. Northwestern 5-point favorite, total 132.5. This game's just too close to call for me. I would lean Northwestern. Rutgers is not good away from the rack. And Northwestern is a decent team at home. And Northwestern's a plucky kind of team. They're just good enough to upset some teams. They're good enough to stay in games. So I think at home, 5 points is a little too many to lay. If this were like 3, 3.5, I'd be on Northwestern for sure. But that's why it's a stay away for me. Moving along, we get another 7 p.m. game in the East. Texas A&M travels to Tennessee. Now, I'm actually surprised at this line. Tennessee's 11-point favorite, and 131.5 is the total. I think Tennessee should be favored. But I don't think A&M's that far off them. You get an SEC matchup. Tennessee's been hot and cold, coached by Rick Barnes, who is a good coach, but I don't think he's a great coach, especially when it comes to the X's and O's. And I think laying 11 points, even at home, is just too much. I see A&M keeping this within maybe 3 possessions, so, 7-8 point game. I would take A&M on the road, but I don't have enough confidence to pull that trigger. The next game, Toledo is at Eastern Michigan. Toledo's a 10.5-point favorite on the road. I like the Rockets. I've been on them a number of times. They made me some money this year, and I was close to playing this game, but 10.5 is just too many to lay. If anything, I'd probably be on the Eastern Michigan side. So this game's a stay away for me. 8 p.m. in the East, North Carolina travels to Louisville for an ACC matchup. North Carolina comes in 3.5-point favorite, although the line's only at -105, and total 145. This game's a stay away for me because I think North Carolina is a better team. Louisville just fired their coach a couple games ago, have not played great since, so they didn't really get that post termination boost that sometimes you see. But North Carolina's just been so inconsistent. Total 145 out. If anything, I would lean the under. North Carolina seems to play better at home and can roll over some bad teams at home, but when they get out in the road, a little more questionable. Maybe they focus on defense a little more. I don't have a feeling on either way in this game. I think North Carolina is a better team. They could come out and win by 20, but they could also come out and lose by 10. So anything, I'd lean the under of 145. Big East matchup, Seton Hall travels to Georgetown. Seton Hall is favored by 7.5, total 149.5. This should be an interesting game. Georgetown's in a down year, not looking good. Seton Hall should win this game. But again, a Big East game between two old rivals. 7.5 just seems a little too much for me to lean. If I had to lean one way or the other, I would probably look to the under in this game. 149.5 could be a tight game. If Seton Hall were favored by 5, 5.5, I would look to them. But at this line, it's at this much, it's a fade for me. The next game I am on is Alabama at Auburn, 9 p.m. Eastern. The number one ranked Tigers are 6.5-point favorites. 156.5 is the total. Now, I went back and forth in this game. I don't like laying 6.5 when you're looking at two good SEC game SEC teams. But I came to the Auburn side because Alabama has played well recently. They had a big win on the weekend over Baylor, 87-78 at home. But when I looked a little deeper, they've been wildly inconsistent and struggled on the road. They've lost to Memphis. They lost to Memphis by 14 points, 92-78. They lost to Missouri by 6, 92-86. And they lost at Georgia also by 6, 82-76. So to go on the road and lose at Memphis, who's a team that has not been playing well and struggled this year, and then to lose to Mizzou and Georgia on the road, those are not good SEC teams this year. That raises some red flags for me. Now, Auburn's 20-1. They won 17 straight. Some stats I dug up, too. When it comes to three-point shooting, you look immediately and it favors Alabama. It doesn't favor Alabama. Pardon me. Auburn shoots 33.3% of three-point, so that's number 185 in the country. Slightly below average. But in Alabama, they shoot 31%, number 288 in the country. And Auburn is the 79th best three-point D in the country. So they don't shoot well from beyond the arc, and Auburn's pretty good defending. Auburn doesn't shoot well from beyond the arc, but Alabama's not great defending that. So, tick mark in Auburn's favor. When it comes to two-point field goals, Alabama hits 57.7, which is the sixth best in the country. So Alabama's very strong inside the arc, but Auburn defends well. They're the 12th best team in the country defending the two ball. On the flip side, Auburn shoots 53.3 from inside the arc, 63rd best in the country. Alabama does not defend well. They are the 207th ranked team defending the two-point field goal. So leads me to believe Auburn's got an advantage in three-point shots. Auburn's got an advantage on two-point shots. They've been rolling lately. As I said earlier, won 17 straight. It's a little high. I would much prefer this line to be about five. But I just like the way Auburn's playing, and I'm not sure anybody can get in their way. Can Alabama keep this within the number? Perhaps. But I like the Tigers to roll, continue to roll at home. So no roll tide tonight. Mississippi, another great SEC game. Mississippi travels to LSU. I think it's going to be a great game. Travels to LSU. LSU is favored by 12.5, total 127.5. The way LSU is playing right now, I don't think anybody can. I can't lay 12.5 of them. Xavier Pinson is back, so they should get some scoring back. If anything, I would go over the 127.5. LSU is a great defense and has been playing a lot of games the under, although their last few went to the over they've had a couple of overs recently, but now with Pinson back, there's a good chance that they could put up a few points. I think Mississippi keeps this game close. You know, not close that they're going to win, but I certainly think they keep it within single digits. If I had to take a side, I would take Mississippi catching 12.5 points. Later on at 9 p.m., though, later in the evening, another Big Ten game. Nebraska travels to Michigan. Michigan's a 15-point favorite, 142.5 is the total. Michigan's been playing better, but Michigan's been hot and cold this year, and who knows what team you get. With Nebraska coming in, you know they think they've got this game won already. Laying 15 points is a little but much for me. If they're on, if they're going hard all game, if Juwan Howard doesn't go to the bench in the second half, then sure, they could cover this 15 points. But if they're not, they've had some turnover problems. If somebody is not scoring behind Hunter Dickinson, the team tends to go the way go as he goes, but they need some secondary scoring. If they're not getting that, I still think they win easy by 8-10 points. But Nebraska could put up a bit of a challenge. They're not going to win, but I think laying 15 points is a little too many. Another game, the last game that I'm on in the NCAA, Providence travels to St. John's at 9 p.m. in the East. Providence is a 2.5-point underdog, total 146. I've been on Providence a few times. I still think the Friars are underrated. I still think they're flying under the radar with a lot of sports bettors. They're 18-2 overall, 8-1 in the Big East, playing very well. Now, these two teams did play on early January at Providence. Providence won 83-73, so they won by 10. Certainly don't expect that, and the market doesn't expect that as they're 2.5-point underdogs right now. In that game, though, it's interesting to note that from inside the arc, Providence shot 24 of 37, so 649, a ridiculous number. While St. John shot 25 of 51, so just 429, well below their season average. And then when it comes to free throws, Providence shot 867, so 26 of 30, and St. John shot 8 of 17, so 47.1%. Sorry, yeah, 26 of 30 they shot, so 86.7% for Providence, and St. John shot 8 of 17, so 47.1%. So clearly, on the road, at home, Providence was shooting well, shot the lights out, and St. John struggled. So you can kind of see that flipping. You can see Providence's two-point shots and free throws maybe coming down a little. You can see the Johnnies improving their numbers a bit as well. But I don't think you're going to flip that from a 10-point Providence win to a 2.5-point Providence win. Providence, as I said, are 18-2. Their only two losses on the season was a neutral court game against Virginia and at Marquette. That's their one Big East loss as well. They've won at it. So they're on the road tonight. They've already won in the Big East at Xavier, at DePaul, at Connecticut. And earlier in the year, they won at Wisconsin. So I think that they've proven they can win on the road. It's not as daunting a task to them as to many others. And then a few stats that I did dig up. In regards to three-point shots, so right now, St. John's hits 34.5 of their three-point shots, 124th in the country, so above average. Not great, but above average. Providence's defense is the 91st best in the country, so they're pretty decent at stopping the three-ball. On the flip side of that, you have Providence from three-point land shooting 33.5, so 178, slightly worse. Slightly worse than St. John's, so not a great three-point shooting team. But the Johnnies are terrible defending the three ball. The 317th team defending the three-point shot in the country. So a slight lean, I mean, neither team is great. Neither team shoots a ton of three-point shots, but a slight lean towards Providence, pretty much just because St. John's defense is so bad against the three-point shots, and Providence's defense is pretty good. And then also, if this game is going to be a close game, and I think it will be, Providence's favorite on the road, you're going to get a lot of free throws late in the game when fouling starts, clock stopped. And this also favors the Friars. So free throw percentage for Providence, 73.2%, 116th in the country. Above average, not great, but good. The alarming number here, though, is for St. John's. They only hit 65.8% of their free throws, 326th in the country. So while they only shot 47.1 in their last game at Providence, they're only shooting 65.8 on the season anyways. So I think, if anything, I would say maybe the wrong team's favorite. Providence is plus 125 in the money line. But they're on the road. Big East game. They're always tough. I'm happy to take the 2.5 points with the Friars tonight at St. John's. Another game which would be very exciting to watch, and I'll definitely be tuning into this one, 9 p.m. Eastern, Texas travels to Texas Tech. Texas Tech is favored by 4.5 points, total is 122.5. 122.5 is a low number, but these two teams are, especially Tech at home, are very good on defense. The thing here is Chris Beard was Texas Tech's coach. He's left and went to Texas, so it's a bit of a, the guy who just left us is coming home. Texas Tech is playing very well, and I'm not really sure what side to be on. I like Texas. They've been hot and cold. Chris Beard's done a pretty good job. I think he'll do a great job there. But Texas Tech is still playing well. They've had some big wins. They're at home. Pretty solid game. I can't touch this game. And the 122.5, that total is just too low for me. When we go to the West Coast late at night, 10 Eastern, we have Cal traveling to Stanford. Stanford's a 5-point favorite, 129.5. If anything, I would probably lean to Stanford. I'm not really a fan of either of these teams when it comes to wagering. I just struggle with both these Pac-12 teams. Stanford's a better team, I think, though, at home. So catching or laying the 5 points, probably not a bad play there, but I'm going to stay away from it. So that's about it for me in college basketball. When we get to the NHL, there's some interesting games for sure. The Leafs are in New Jersey in the back-to-back home and away. The Leafs are minus 250. The Devils, you can catch them at plus 210. Might be some value there in the Devils. I would pick the Leafs to win, but you never know. But at plus 210, there might be some value on back-to-back, going home, catching the Leafs napping a little. You've got the Kraken in Boston. Boston's minus 270. I like the Bruins, not at that price. On the puck line, they're minus 1.5. So that's a minus 1.5. They'd have to win by 2 goals. You get plus 100. That's maybe something I could look at, but not touching that one. And nothing else really appeals to me. What I think will be a good game is Washington travels to Pittsburgh tonight. Washington's plus 145. The Pens, who finally had their win streak broken, are minus 165. Might be some value in the Capitals there. Yeah, like I said many times, when you got Ovechkin on your team, you can pretty much beat anybody in any given night. These two teams have been rivals since Crosby and Ovechkin came into the league. So they're not going to take each other lightly. I could see the Caps pulling out a road win. Unlikely, but when you're catching plus 145, probably not a bad, probably some value there, pardon me. Other than that, there's not a whole lot. I mean, the big games at the end of the night are Arizona travels to, not the big games, but the what should be the easy wins. Arizona travels to Colorado. Colorado's minus 600. You can catch Arizona for plus 450. They almost beat the Avalanche a couple weeks ago. I think they went to a shootout, and they've pulled out some pretty big wins lately. Beat the Leafs last week. Then you've got Buffalo traveling to Vegas. Vegas is minus 500. Buffalo's plus 375. Can't touch this one either. But if you're looking for an upset, I'd probably more go towards Arizona beating the Avalanche. I don't think it's going to happen, but at plus 450, it's a bit of a lottery ticket. So nothing for me. There are 11 games in the NHL. Some good, interesting games, but nothing that screams value that I wanted to jump on tonight. So before I go, though, a couple things I wanted to mention to you. One of our new partners, Ethos, is Thrive Fantasy. Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or go to thrivefantasy.com. Use the code ETHOS when you sign up to get a 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100, plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props, the biggest names playing every night across multiple sports, score points when the props hit, and the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And if you want info on props, or if you're going to Thrive Fantasy and you want a little more, especially when it comes to basketball, check out our Ethos DFS team and our podcast for great advice on the winners. Again, the code is Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, over at thrivefantasy.com. And finally, before I go, I want to remind you of our buddies over at manscaped.com. Use the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com for 20% off your order and free shipping. Also, check out the guys at mybookie.ag if you're looking for another sports book. A great, great site to use, mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL on the third page of sign up to unlock deposit match bonus there as well. So hope everybody enjoys their Tuesday. Lots of fun games across basketball and the NHL. And we will catch you tomorrow.
Going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It
prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.